A suicide bomber hits a church in Indonesia. A video series is hoping to challenge the U.S. Church for Muslim Outreach, and a conference hopes to train Christians how to do it. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A suicide bomber detonated his device at the front door of a church Sunday morning in Solo, Indonesia. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says that's when the bomb went off outside the 100-member church.
That actually killed the suicide bomber himself. He didn't kill anyone else, although injured about 11 people in the church.
Nine believers remain hospitalized. Esterbrook says the main reason behind the attacks appears to be that extremist Muslim groups in particular
want to establish Sharia law throughout the island. And they see the church as the biggest stumbling block in the way of their plan.
Despite the trauma of the attack in the Muslim region, Esterbrook is doubting it'll be much of a setback for the church. In fact, it may be opening doors for the gospel.
A young 17-year-old injured victim of this terrible explosion says that he's already forgiven the bomber.
Elsewhere, just 2 days before this attack, a group of anti-Christians brutally attacked a pastor with swords in South Asia. The Gospel for Asia-supported missionary was riding his bike to go pray with a church member when five men jumped from a car and caught up with him. They beat him unconscious with swords and left him for dead. The pastor is alive but in critical condition. Pray for healing and for this attack to build bridges to share the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombia is known for drugs and violence, but seldom do we hear about the effects of these evils on everyday Colombians. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says the Playa slum is one example of the cartel's effects.
It is just a muddy, awful slum, but it's filled with women and children who have run for their lives with just the clothes on their back because a husband's been killed, because the family's been threatened, because the husband has to leave or he will have to join the drug cartel.
Women and children flee, falling into deeper poverty. In response, IN Network has created what's now a 500-student school and a job training program for moms. New lives in Christ are being born.
But the long-lasting results of this are in the children who graduate and are able to break out of the slum and find the ability to get jobs, to be productive, and to not be trapped.
You can help. Meanwhile, a mission organization that's reaching out to unreached areas of the world wants you to do more about planting churches. They're using technology to do it, video technology. Pioneer's Matt Green says,
this video series will launch October 1st, and it will be a series about 4 to 5 videos that will tell the story of what church planting looks like in the Muslim world.
With Muslim ministry only receiving a fraction of what's being spent in other areas of the world, Pioneers wants to awaken the church in the United States about this focused ministry and change stereotypes.
They don't see them as necessarily a mission field of opportunity, but they see them as a threat to their safety or to their Christian values. And we need to start looking at them through the eyes of faith and see what does the Bible have to say about them and what is our responsibility as believers to reach out to Muslims.
The first video is about Muslim church planting in Indonesia. We have a sneak peek link of the video at our website. And another ministry is giving you the tools you need to reach out to Muslims with the gospel. The Crescent Project's Oasis Conference will be in the Washington, D.C. area November 3rd through the 5th. More than 500 people are expected to gather to gain insight from ministry leaders on how to reach out to Muslims without offending them. You'll receive resources and practical training as you learn. And as part of the conference, you'll also attend Muslim prayers at a local mosque. For information, go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.